Brat Babes! Welcome to Brat Babes Throttle Talk podcast. My name is Angelisa Edwards, and I am a graphic designer, videographer, digital marketer, brand creator, copywriter, creative director, innovator, who also spends a lot of time learning new things when it comes to dirt bike riding and snowmobiling. I love women. I love women in sports. I have a strong desire to connect with women, have difficult conversations with women, and also celebrate women. From social rides, retreats, full movie films, digital magazines, and this podcast, I have found a way to gather women to tell their stories because women who dirt bike and snowmobile are inspiring AF. This podcast started 2.5 years ago by interviewing snowmobile and dirt bike enthusiasts by going live on socials. I wanted to learn more about women athletes, dive deep into what scares them, and also what their biggest accomplishments are. I was, and still am, on the hunt to find women that we can look up to hear and share stories with, and start to have difficult conversations. In this podcast, you will meet women athletes, learn tips and tricks when it comes to our sports, and be inspired and motivated to get out there. I believe that women athletes deserve more hype, more recognition, and more promotion. I also believe that when stories are shared, they can have profound impacts on others. I am going to take these conversations and talk about the heart, the soul, the impact, the why, the how, so that you leave our discussion with a new light, a new wave, and feel empowered to get out there, to feel confident, powerful, joyful, and aware while riding. Welcome to Brat Babes Throttle Talk. I'm so excited that you're here, so let's drop in. Hey, what's going on? Angelisa here. If you have been in the motorcycle world, and I'm sure you've seen this or at least heard of International Female Ride Day. And if you haven't, I'll give you a brief description about it. So International Female Ride Day, also known as hashtag IFRD, is celebrated annually worldwide on the first Saturday of May. The day celebrates women motorcycle riders. And it's not country, group, or organizational specific. It is a globally synchronized just ride day for women. And of course, this has branched out to other motorized vehicles such as dirt bike, motos, and snowmobiles. And this year is the 17th year of this day being celebrated. So International Female Ride Day is created and owned by Vicky Gray, and she runs an online women's motorcycle magazine called Motris, and I will have the link in the show notes for you to check it out for yourself, but I wanted to share my thoughts on this day. So, International Female Ride Day means so much more to me than anyone would know, or maybe you do know. I've said it before in this podcast and on my YouTube channel, but I will say it again. Gathering women together is what truly sparks joy for me. I love connecting with women. I love watching women try something new, something hard, something out of their comfort zone, and just I love watching them kill it, you know, doing their thing. I love progressing in my sports myself, but what really makes me the most happiest is watching others progress around me. I love the high fives, the big hugs, the laughs, the struggles over obstacles, the swearing, the, oh my God, what do I do? How do I get over this? I can't do this. The nervousness, the, oh my gosh, I finally did it. The triumph, the joys, oh my gosh, like the highs, the lows, all of it. And I love watching my friends, my gal pals go through it all because, you know, it's something that we all experience. But just watching each other support each other is really what does it for me. It truly is a magical moment. And I just can't help but just feel pulled to create and bring women together. So this past weekend, I rode with my good friend, my best gal pal, Shannon Kearney. And actually, her and I picked up dirt bikes riding back in 2015, I think. And we started out on small little 100 Honda CR-V bikes, combat boots, sunglasses, old helmets, denim pants, cutoffs. Oh my gosh, we knew nothing about our dirt bikes. But we just needed time for ourselves, and we dedicated an hour or two as we navigated motherhood together. It was something we looked forward to every week while we learned this new hobby together, which is something I believe every single mother, new mother, or seasoned mother needs, like hobbies and activities. And to do something for yourself is like something you need, but we can, you know, talk about that another day. So I just am bringing this up. So Shannon and I, we rode together this weekend, which was April 28th and 29th of 2023. In case you're listening to this podcast in the future, those are the dates. So Shannon's 250 Husky just wasn't running properly. Her bike was bogging and zipping at the same time, so she didn't want to risk taking it out into our trail system. And for those of you that know the West Coast, like Squamish area, Pemberton area, they're pretty gnarly, so they're not like green runs. Nothing about our trail system is green. So she decided to take her husband's 250 CRF RX bike. And of course, the bike is much heavier, taller, and everything is a lot stiffer and zippier. And of course, Shannon's just not used to it. She's, you know, on the 250 two-stroke Husky. She got it all set up for her and her height and her weight, but by golly, she tackled some challenging hill climbs, technical trails on that big bike, and I couldn't believe how well she was riding this bike. And at the end of our ride, it made me realize that it's not always about the ride. Yes, the ride is awesome, and when you're feeling good, it's great, but for me, it's about my friends, my buddies that are doing something hard and they really pushed through their fears and did the damn thing. Now, that was probably my biggest highlight of the weekend, and I'm just so damn proud of Shannon for jumping on her husband's bike even when she wasn't sure if she should ride. So big props to you, Shannon, and I'm so dang proud because I know that was not easy, but you did it. So bringing it back to International Female Ride Day, it's happening this weekend, May 6th, and I am currently organizing my first snowmobile and dirt bike moto camp out at my place in Pemberton, BC, in Canada, for those of you not familiar with my area. I've been a busy bee working hard on my enduro track, creating and building new obstacles and features so that the girls can learn something new or hit up a few things and work on some skills. I just released a new YouTube of the new Enduro Park obstacles that I have built, me and my husband. So if you are a jibber and you love Enduro obstacle park riding, then go check out that video. I will leave a link in the show notes for you to watch. So how the day is going to go is a few of us are going to meet at my place early in the morning, Saturday. We're going to convoy, drive up to the mountains behind my place with our sleds. We're going to find some snow and build a jump and have a great time. There's nothing better than riding on sleds, on snow, in the sun, spring-like conditions. Oh my gosh, that's like my favorite time to ride. After that, we will drive back to my place and meet up with the rest of the girls that want to ride dirt bikes in my enduro track. We are going to have a campfire with lots of eats like burgers, veggie burgers, and a ton of snacks. Love the snacks. And then later that evening, we're actually going to watch Dela Cruz's first women's stunt moto movie called Looking for Trouble. And that's really cool. I'm very excited for that. And then following all of that, just some dancing, laughing, and just good times around the campfire again. So it's honestly going to be such a good time, and I'm just excited to be having friends, new friends, come out and celebrate such a meaningful day with me. So if you want to plan a little gathering with women to ride, here are some tips. So number one, put yourself out there and ask if anyone wants to join. Ask on your socials, call up some of your riding buddies, and dedicate a day, hopefully it can be the Saturday, May 6th, and dedicate a place to meet up and ride. Number two is just remind yourself and others that this is a day to just ride. Sometimes we can put a little bit of pressure on ourselves, let's be honest, but just remind yourself that, you know, it's not a clinic, not a coaching, just a gathering. You're just gathering a group of women who want to meet other women and just get out and socialize and ride. Do something for you. Number three, after the ride, continue the hangout, whether it's a tailgate party in the parking lot or at a pub or a restaurant. Continue your day so that you can mingle and get to know one another, or simply catch up with your gal pals. Plan some snacks. Maybe if one of you have a portable barbecue, bring that. Just make it so it's kind of like a little gathering rather than just like a short ride and you're out after, you know, something that you can like prolong the visit a little bit longer. And maybe that's how your rides are already, you know, if that's your socializing time. For some of us, it might not be, but dedicate that. So number four is capture your day on video so that you can celebrate online, because this is what it's all about. It's just spreading, I don't want to say awareness, but it's just, you know, spreading the good vibes, just encouraging other women to get out to ride, because you know, if you're a sledder, if you're a dirt bike rider, if you ride motorcycles, like these sports are very intimidating. So it's all about just encouraging one another and supporting females in the dirt bike, snowmobile, and moto community. Oh my gosh, I'm just so excited for this Saturday, May 6th. I am planning all the little details for this meetup, and I hope you can join me and 1,000, or probably more than that, thousands of us, other female riders, to celebrate International Female Ride Day. So get out there with your best gal pals, your best riding pals, and dedicate the day for you guys. So as I was saying, you know, finishing up all the little details for my meetup this weekend, and I just felt so inspired to create this podcast. So this is a very last minute podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you feel inspired to get out there. Happy International Female Ride Day. Keep killing it safely out there. Be the vibe and ride the vibe. And I will talk to you real soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening and joining in on the discussion. If you found any of this valuable, please leave a 5-star review, share it with your fam jam and friends. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another podcast episode. And don't forget that we have free digital magazines up for grabs on our website, which is bratbabes.com. They are one of the first women's only snowmobile and dirt bike mags, so you can go download yours for free today, and that will be in the show notes. And if you are looking for some visual content, head over to both myself, Angelisa Edwards, and Brat Babe's YouTube channel. And over there, you will find lots of riding, how-tos, and just so much more over there. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. Keep killing it safely on all of your Brat adventures. And I will chat with you so very soon. Bye for now.